Curtis and Loretta. They've been playing Our Town for, seems like, forever. But when they started to play the Renfest, and Renaissance Festival takes place this weekend, they had to do something about that name, Curtis and Loretta.
Well, we were, you know, we've always loved to do British Isles music, and we started working at Renaissance festivals, and we thought, now, Curtis and Loretta, that doesn't sound very Renaissance. So we looked at a map of England, and Loretta was sneezing her head off with hay fever, and we thought, the Haymarket Minstrels, that would be perfect, yes.
We're speaking with Curtis and Loretta. Once you became the Haymarket Minstrels to play at Renfest, were you able to quickly get into your new role?
I think so. You know, we put on our costumes. We get up early on those weekends when we do the Renfest. And you do. You become the character. You go out there, and the setting is so perfect because there are no cars on site, no automobiles. It's like being in the 1500s.
What's a show like at the Renaissance Fest?
What we do is 5 or 6 times during the day we'll go out and play wherever they tell us to go, and it's a half-hour show usually. And we bring several instruments with us. I bring the Celtic harp, and Curtis brings mandocello, mandolin, sometimes guitar, and we sing. And we'll do a combination of ballads, singing, and some instrumental songs.
I know that you guys do a lot of really old music, but because there's so much tongue-in-cheek at the Renaissance Festival, I wonder if any of your music is actually from the 1600s.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
We Be Soldiers 3, which was written in 1602, I believe.
I think it was 1609, Curtis.
Oh, wow.
Thomas Ravenscroft collected it. He may have written it, we're not sure.
We Be Soldiers 3, pardon him, blanche de vous au prix. Late they come forth of the low country, with never a penny of money. Here, good fellow, drink to thee. Pardon him, blanche de vous au prix. To all good fellows, wherever they be, with never a penny of money. We be soldiers three.
The Haymarket Minstrels. Most of the year, they go by Curtis and Loretta, but when they play the Renaissance Festival in Shakopee, they're known as the Haymarket Minstrels. Loretta, when you play the Renfest, what's your biggest hit?
I think Do You Love an Apple? That's the one that we get the most requests for, and we really do like it. It's a really nice song.
Why do you suppose that one is really taken hold with the audiences?
You know, it's a love song, and I have to admit, there's a lot of body-type songs going on out at the Renaissance, and we do not indulge in these things. We're more of the love ballads and the more of the...
Oh, you're the romantic ideal group.
We're more like that. We just don't do body songs. It doesn't work for us. And Do You Love an Apple is a really beautiful love song, and it's got a few little jokes in it, too, where they're, you know, ribbing each other. It's a couple that's been married for years and years.
Well, there are millions of love songs written by the mankind, which I think is wonderful. But, you know, if you start to look for love songs for married people, they're extremely rare for whatever reason, and that's what that song is.
Do you love an apple? Do you love a pear? Do you love a laddie with curly brown hair? Oh, yes, I love him. I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes.
If you want to track Curtis and Loretta, the Haymarket Minstrels, all year round, the web address is curtisandloretta.com. That's not obscure at all. Or just do a Google search for Renaissance Fest, Minnesota, and you'll get some good hits about this weekend's activity. Twin Cities Weekend is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
I'll be with him.